There was an air of excitement but also anxiety as the cyclists gathered in Ioniq early on Wednesday morning, ready to take on their four-day challenge.
A little bit nervous. Not so much about today, but Trudos on Friday, that's what I'm definitely nervous about. So fingers crossed it'll be all right.
I'm a little bit nervous, actually. I did do it last year, but I haven't done as much training this year, so I am a little bit nervous about it, yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Just take it as it comes, really.
Any particular difficult points along the way?
I think a peloton of this size is going to be quite daunting because it's a massive mixture of skills, but mostly I'm looking forward to the hills.
As the race got underway, not everyone was quite so confident about the steep inclines to come. The course is a challenging one. Day one sees the participants travel from Ioniq to Episcopi. Day two is a 100-kilometre trek over to Polis. And day three is the infamous 111-kilometre climb up Trudos Mountain before the descent back down to Nicosia and onto the finish on day four. Sergeant Rusty Marnock was the IC support for the challenge. Heading up the admin team, which travelled alongside the cyclists, he faced some specific challenges himself this year.
This is the biggest contingent we've had. We're taking through 54 competitors this year. Last year they did it with 20. I want to get them all the way through. Having driven the route several times on my recces, it's a very challenging route. It is not called the Cyprus Cycle Challenge for nothing. I want to get them from A to B, not get anybody lost, navigate the four cities that we go through. We go through Larnaca, Limassol, Paphos and Nicosia. Get them to the other end, get them accommodated and get ready for the next day.
With the help of his 9-strong team, which included outriders, medics and MT specialists, Rusty did indeed get the peloton around the course with only a few minor injuries and punctures to deal with along the way. But on day four, as the crowds were gathering at the entrance to Ioniq, ready to welcome the cyclists home, a collision on the corridor road resulted in three riders being taken injured. But as news of the accident reached the families waiting to greet their loved ones, it was enough to reinforce the cheers as the first cyclists made their way towards the finish line. Commanding Officer of JSSU, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Worden, was one of those coming in safely. He described the accident as he saw it.
Some guys were riding along in a peloton in a free run, which was the kind of last final run back into camp. It sounds like either somebody touched wheels or someone's bike may have had a mechanical failure. About five or six people came down. Three people have been taken off to Larnaca Hospital for further observations. Everybody was conscious. We had a doctor with us actually cycling along, and she was there within literally about a minute of the incident happening. But this is what happens on, you know, in cycling events. It happens in all the professional events as well, and it's an unfortunate part of the sport. There are risks involved with the sport.
BFBS can happily report that all those taken to hospital have since been released and are making speedy recoveries. And meanwhile, at the finish line, there was a sense of relief and triumph as the cyclists celebrated their achievements.
It's been an immense challenge, absolutely enormous, especially climbing up to the top of Trudos, where one or two of us got more than a little emotional, especially when the hail and the rain, thunder came down and the hills got steeper.
Yeah, not bad actually. A lot better than last year at the finish, so knowing what to expect here, I was a bit apprehensive about it all, but yeah, it's good to have done it again.
Good. A bit painful, but you know, happy to be here in one piece. It's the first time I've done any sort of event that involves going up so many hills, which was a bit traumatic, but you know, good.
Something you'd repeat again next year?
My wife will probably force me to do it because I spent a lot of money to buy the bike to do it this year, so I'd say probably next year.
And as thoughts turned to a cool drink or two in the Bondu Rats, where a welcome home party was laid on for the competitors, Cyprus Cycle Challenge veteran Padre Pete Edwards was one of those looking forward to letting his hair down.
Oh, definitely. I'm going to have one or two beers, but for some of us in my job, I'll be at work first thing tomorrow, so I can't have too many.